Hare Krishna. I'm sorry, it's going to be one of those. It may just go immediately off again. If it does, I think we may have to forget about tonight. It's been very bad today. Very bad, very unreliable. And even when it worked, it was very unreliable. All right, let's get started. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Bihad Bhagavatamrita, chapter 4, text 87. Kamam dirgatamam medya chiratvam samapuraya Sasya mepi sukham pushtan atraiva nivasastiraha. Translation. Today, you have at last fulfilled the desire I have harbored for so long. Please nourish your happiness and mine by staying here forever. Commentary. Here the Lord says in all humility, what good have I ever done for you? But you have done the greatest good for me by coming here. The Lord hopes that Gopakumar will forget the discontentment that has impelled him to wander from one place to another and will instead choose to remain in Vaikuntha. Om Ajnana Timaranda Syagaranjana Salakaya Chakshu Unminitam Dhyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Hungum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurundina Taranam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Pastachade Satarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gauravaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This verse is a continuation of the last topic we spoke about, which was essentially Lord Narayan expressing his intense desire to have Gopakumar's association. And this point was made clear by the last verse, in which it was stated that he personally intervened to arrange for him to take his birth in Govardhan. And then, as he said, and I became your spiritual master, Jayanta, because out of anxiety we oftentimes wonder. I mean, usually we don't think of the Lord experiencing anxiety except as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is always anxious for the deliverance of all fallen souls. But it seems here, by the indication of the verses and commentaries, that there was some anxiety on the part of the Lord, that he was very anxious to have Gopakumara's association. As we said last class, that anxiety, the intense eagerness and desire expressed by him was nothing other than causeless mercy. And I'm not going to go into any further analysis beyond that, because I believe last class we gave the evidence which Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami have given on this particular point, both in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as well as Brihad Bhagavatamrita, that in rare cases the Lord is particularly eager and anxious for somebody to come back, and if he can't, if he doesn't find a way to bring him back, then he intervenes. And we already explained the example Srila Prabhupada gave in the Nectar of Devotion, that when hearing of that, we should not think that we should, that we will get it, but we should do our part in an attempt to be considered a candidate for special mercy, knowing that we don't deserve it. And if we maintain that mood and continue to endeavor, it will only enhance our meditation, it will only enhance our dependence, and it will only enhance, or should enhance, our affection for the Lord, and especially for the Vaishnavas who serve on his behalf. Because as Prabhupada states in the Bhagavad Gita, and in some cases it can be understood that even the devotees of the Lord are more merciful than the Lord himself. So, and we gave the verse last time that the Lord gives about how his intention for purifying the material world was by sending his pure devotees, and by their leaving their dust and making that dust accessible for the forgetful living entities of the material world, they get special mercy also from the devotee. So when we hear that the Lord is so very pleased, Nachatasman Manushi Shukashin Meya Priya Kritama, he makes it very, very clear that he's most pleased with devotees who are acting on his behalf. And because a devotee is so eager to please the Lord, it's a very cooperative effort being made between the Lord and his devotees to rescue the fallen jivas. And therefore, our gratitude and our affection for their joint effort, and what to speak of the exceptional, rare effort the Lord makes, even when the devotee somehow doesn't intervene, and the Lord does. How can you not think, and we quoted before, we quoted the Bhagavad Sandarbha, saying that there is one of the characteristics of the Lord which makes him the most lovable object is his desire to deliver those who are forgetful, his desire to relieve their suffering. So all these factors come into play, and this verse is an extension of that by the Lord saying, today you have at last fulfilled the desire I have harbored for so long. Please nourish your happiness. Bhajaniya paramasukha matrasur sukhatvam. We understand Jiva Goswami explains what's quoted in the Srimad Bhagavatam to the degree the Lord is pleased, we experience pleasure. So the Lord is making it very clear, I'm happy, I'm thrilled, I'm ecstatic. And why? Because Gopa Kumara did something. He meditated on him and fulfilled all the requirements necessary to finally come to him. And he took advantage of all the mercy that was extended to him, which is another very important point, that there has to be some sukriti, there has to be some willingness to accept the mercy. It's one thing to want mercy, but Gopa Kumara specifically and very clearly expressed his willingness from beginning to where he is at present to accept the mercy. And this all made the Lord very happy. And because it made the Lord very happy, therefore the Lord is saying, please nourish your happiness and mine by staying here forever. That's my comment on this verse. I'm going to read a few verses, and I have to keep an eye on the clock. There's a few verses and there's no commentaries, but I'll read them. Text 88. Shri Gopa Kumara Uvacha Etach Tri Bhagavad Vakya Mahapiyusha Panata Matoham Nasakam Stotum Kartum Gyatum Chakinchana. Sri Gopa Kumara said, maddened by drinking the beverage of the Supreme Lord's words, so intoxicating, offer him praise, or to understand, or do anything. No commentary. Just very clear that he was experiencing ecstasy, and in the height of his ecstasy, he was not very conscious of any protocol, and he offered no words of praise, although, again, he was certainly encouraged to do so by those who prepared him for this meeting. But he said, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I was so intoxicated. It's appropriate word, intoxicated. And that person who's intoxicated, generally, he's not conscious of his surroundings. He's not conscious of protocol. He's not conscious of, you know, he doesn't act according to social convention. These are the symptoms of being intoxicated, and which Gopa Kumara is definitely expressing. Here, he's speaking and using these words himself. I was intoxicated. So, text 89. Agre stita tasya tuveno vadaka Gopara Bhavesha Katachin Maya Sama Ashvasya Vishvasa Chavenu Vadane Pravartayan Snigdatara Vikrishyamam. Just in front of us appeared a number of flute players dressed as cowherds like me. They very affectionately encouraged me, gained my trust, pulled me into their midst, and urged me to play my flute. No commentary, but I'll say a few words. And just that it seems obvious that there are others who had a similar meditation as Gopakumar did. And therefore, as we explained before, they had a suitable form which was similar to the object of their meditation, and therefore there were other cowherds also present there in Vaikuntha. Whether they were there in Vaikuntha and happy to be there in Vaikuntha, or whether they were of a similar disposition as Gopakumar, and I would at least, I would project that there's no mention that they were of similar disposition as Gopakumar. So I will just, therefore, I've not found any reference to it in any commentaries, not in these commentaries or other commentaries I've seen. I would therefore conclude that they just had bodies, similar forms to that of their form that they were meditating upon, but maybe it seems they're there forever. And Gopakumar, although he's being encouraged to stay there forever, he had a little bit more than sankalpa than they did. But I'm sure these other cowherd boys with flutes are not in any way dissatisfied, because we have all the evidence, which has been expressed again and again, that there is no question of dissatisfaction in Vaikuntha. That Gopakumar's dissatisfaction was just because he had a particular hankering as the object of his meditation for something which was somehow not, he was not getting, and although he was happy, and the indications of his happiness, the indications of his ecstasy, the indications of just how much he was happy in Vaikuntha, they're coming up in future verses. But somehow it seemed like there's just a little something, little something which Madan Gopal knew, and which Narada Muni knew, which Uddhava knew. Uddhava will see it in Dwarka. Narada Muni will see it in Vaikuntha. And because of their being as good as the all-pervasive super soul, and therefore they understand, just as Lord Narayan, of course, is also the all-pervasive, same as the, or he is the origin, the all-pervasive supersoul. And then they are also manifestations of the all-pervasive supersoul. But Gopakumara didn't have the supersoul there in his heart. He was right there in the presence of Lord Narayan. We understand supersoul is no longer manifest in Vaikuntha. Prabhupada gives the example of how the super, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he gives the example that if there's a temporary fair set up, that when there's a temporary fair set up, then the government sends the police to police the fair. And it's in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, chapter 1, I believe. And he says, Prabhupada gives that example that when the fair is over and everything is broken down, no longer exists, then there's no need for the police to stay there. There's nothing for them to police. So he gives that as an example in the same way the super soul is manifest in the heart of the conditioned soul who wanders throughout the universe, but when he's no longer in the universe, then there's no need for the super soul, because as Gopakumar was seeing for himself, he was already manifest before him. But yet that manifestation that was present before him was, even at times, Lord Narayan tried to satisfy him by showing him that he's non-different from modern Gopal. But as we said, the exchanges were just not the same as that which he was hankering for. And this is these exchanges of embracing, kissing, affectionate embraces and kisses, which he was experiencing in his meditations, they're referred to here, they're referred to in Ayodhya, they're referred to in Dwarka, they're referred to in each of those places as something that was missing for Gopakumar. So, whether or not these other cowherd boys were missing it, or those who were in the form of cowherd boys, I'm not going to venture there. I will only assume they're in ecstasy and very happy, because the Lord is accepting their flute playing, and that's also going to be described in, I think, the next verse. Yes. So I'll read that verse, and then text 90. Itam svavang sim bahuda ninadayan govardhana jipabhavam mahapriyam shimadavam tam samatoshayam maha vaigdagya sindum saganan kripa nidhim. In various styles, I played this very dear flute of mine, born on Govardhan Hill. And in this way, I satisfied the ocean of all skillful arts, the reservoir of all mercy, Shrimadava, along with his associates. Commentary. Gopakumara refers to this flute, quote, this flute, because he is holding it in his hand even while instructing his student in Bama Vrindavan. This implies that his flute, born a bamboo on Govardhan, Gopakumara's home, born a bamboo on Govardhan Hill, is imperishable. Because the flute came from Govardhan, Gopakumara's home, it is very dear to him. In other words, not only Gopakumara, who got the blessing from his Jayanti, his spiritual master, may you always stay in that form, seems the flute was included also. Flute got the same blessing, and the flute, of course, in Vaikuntha, everything is Satchidananda Vigraha. Even his flute in Vaikuntha, it was completely spiritual. And so Gopakumara had the opportunity to take, he took his birth in Govardhan. And not only did he take his birth in Govardhan, but the bamboo, which was used as his flute, took his birth in Govardhan. Gopakumara accepted the flute who took his birth from the bamboo in Govardhan, took it with him and used him to play that flute in Boma Govardhan, And then when he left, flute also left, went on the same journey with him everywhere. Inconceivable. Somebody's knocking at my door. Don't know who it is. What is it? What is it? No, he's not here. It's Vraj Kumar's son. Even though Vraj Kumar hasn't been in here for a month, he still comes here. Knocking on the door. Always thinks he sneaks in here, I guess. Anyways, flute went the whole way also. Because the flute came from Govardhan Gopal Kumar's home, it is very dear to him. His playing pleased the Supreme Lord, and as indicated by the name Sri Madhava, the husband of the goddess of fortune. When the Lord was pleased, Mother Lakshmi was also pleased. Though Lord Narayan is full in knowledge of all fine arts, including flute playing, he is also the reservoir of all mercy. So rather than proudly refuse to be entertained just because he is God, he kindly showed satisfaction with Gopal Kumar's performance. Interesting. Well, Madhava, one meaning of Madhava is the husband of the goddess of fortune. Of course, is also known as Madhava in Goloka, because the goddess of fortune always resides, even in Goloka Vrindavan, always resides on his chest. And therefore, this is indicated by Sanatana Goswami, also in another commentary in his Brihad Vaishnava Toshini, in a wonderful verse, a very, very wonderful verse, which is spoken by the gopis. And it's a verse that Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. I'm sure you might have heard this before. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. My godbrother, Krishna, who sings it so nicely. I can't remember his name. Oh my God. Anyways, chances. But it's from the gopis. Shukadev Goswami said, after speaking these words, the ladies of Raj, who were so attached to Krishna, felt extremely agitated by their imminent separation from him. They forgot all shame and loudly cried out, O Govinda, O Damodar, O Madhava. And Sanatana Goswami says in the commentary, O Govinda, they cried out his names, O Govinda, you are the king of Gokula. Without you, all of Gokula will be destroyed in a moment. O Damodar, the name makes Yasoda recall her repentance at tying you up. Without you, what state will she be in, remembering that name? O Madhava, even Lakshmi has secretly accepted you. Jayati te dikam janmana vrajasrayata indira sashvad atrihi. By your birth, the land of Raj has become exceedingly glorious, and thus Lakshmi always resides here. This is a verse from the 10th canto, 31st chapter. Satatam urasi saumya shir bhadu sakam aste. Lakshmi is always with him, staying upon his chest. Since you are the supreme lover, you are the object of our attraction. Remembering this, they say, How will we spend our time? Madhava means he who makes Lakshmi agitated. Madhunoti. Therefore, they utter this name suitably at this time. How will we live without you? Though you are the Lord spread everywhere, but in dying, we will not be able to see you. They uttered many other names also. So here the word Madhava is used in this verse, husband of the goddess of fortune. And it is very important also, some words here in the verse, Vaidagya Sindhum. Vaidagya Sindhum means, Sindhum means ocean, Vaidagda means skillfulness. So, which indicates that Krishna, or Lord, the Lord Narayan, or Madhava, he is the ocean of all skillful arts. And because he's the ocean of all skillful arts, the other word that is used in this verse is kripaniti. Kripaniti means he's an ocean of mercy. Why is he an ocean of mercy? Why are these two words used together? Because he's an ocean of all skillful arts, but the manifestation of his mercy and his ocean of mercy is that even though he's all skillful arts, what to speak of playing the flute, the sound of his flute, you know, is accepted as his most skillful art, which he uses to attract all living entities throughout creation. So his skillful art of playing his flute cannot be surpassed by anyone, except maybe Srimati Radharani. She is also known as Kalavati. As Kalanidhi. Kalanidhi means that he is a very skillful artist. But Kalavati, Radharani, means also that she's, although her art, she can teach even Krishna some things about art. So maybe she can surpass Krishna in her arts. Krishna plays his flute, she plays the tambura, and she plays many other instruments perfectly to make Krishna dance. So, but Krishna is the, what is the word? Vaidagya Sindhu. He's the ocean of all artistic skills. But why is he also known as Kripaniti? Because even though he can play flute much better than Gopakumar, his mercy is that he shows so much pleasure in hearing the sound of Gopakumar's flute. And that he derives great pleasure from his flute playing. And that is his kripaniti, that is his mercy. And that, you know, that, you know, one of the qualities of Krishna, what is it? I believe in one of the qualities of the 64 qualities of Krishna is he's artistic. He's the most artistic person. And another quality of Krishna, of the first 50 qualities, he's grateful. So even though he's the most artistic, he's very grateful for anybody, to anybody who does something for his pleasure. And he expresses that gratitude by being so pleased by his Gopakumar's flute playing. So here the indication is that he is a reservoir of all mercy. So rather than proudly refuse to be entertained just because he's God, he kindly showed satisfaction with Gopakumar's performance. So not only did he show satisfaction with Gopakumar's performance, but we can also understand that the other cowherd boys who were playing their flutes also got same stimulus as Gopakumar did. Gopakumar did it not only this one time, but actually it will be referred to a little bit later, that many times in his presence of the Lord, he played the flute for the Lord, and the Lord very smilingly and lovingly expressed great pleasure. And just as, even in a mundane sense, when somebody who's very expert, you know, sees somebody, I just saw something. I didn't watch it. I had YouTube, and I saw on YouTube, when I opened it up, there was this picture of these professional violin players watching a two-year-old playing the violin. And there was a heading underneath it. The heading was describing their great pleasure. I don't know. Look it up. It must be there on YouTube. I only saw I didn't watch the video, but I saw the caption underneath it. And it was specifically stated that these two professional violin players who showed their faces on the front like beaming with joy to see this two-year-old violin player playing the violin. So even in a mundane sense, we can see that Krishna is similarly very, very happy to see Gopakumar play his flute, even though he's Vigdalja Sindhu. He's the great ocean of all skillfulness. Okay, I'm going to stop here. It's verse 90. And I said I'm not going to speak long today. I did get a chance to say something. And we'll chant a little japa, and I will have to stop in about 15 minutes so that I can get ready for Damodarastakam, which will be beginning in a half hour. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sri Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare. Please forgive me, devotees. I'm going to have to end here. We have to set up for the Damodarastakam outside. And I'm going to set up the same channel. So I have to end the channel now so I can reconnect it again outside for the Damodarastakam. So we will continue class on text 91 on Saturday morning. And we'll end here. Are you not able to unmute?
Yes, we can.
Oh, you can. Okay.
Yes, now we can, Maharaj. I sent the YouTube video about the two-year-old playing the violin, Maharaj.
Oh, God. Thank you, Malati Priya.
I hope that's the one. It was Chinese video.
It was a Chinese video? I had no idea. I just saw the title. And that's all I saw. I'm quite amazed that a two-year-old can play a violin. It might be pretty interesting to see, but anyways, let's end here because I have to end. And Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Gadadhara Shiva Sri Gaura Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Krishna Hare 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 Hare
Hare Krishna.